Green Broke by Lady Janelli. Part 3 of the Everybody Rides series. Read by Hananobira. Jamie Ben sucked his dick. Jamie Ben sucked his dick. Jamie Ben sucked his dick. Tyler rolls the words around in his head, trying to pick the emphasis that is the most awe-inspiring, most mind-blowing. He just can't believe it, can't really process it beyond this haze of surprise and joy and confusion, because what the hell, man? If he'd known Dallas was going to be like this, that he wasn't going from a shitty situation he knew to a shitty situation he didn't, he would have been begging for the trade. He gets dressed in a daze, drinks 2 Gatorades, and eats his share of the post-game food that's provided. Jamie Ben sucked his dick. Tyler. Jordy's hand falls heavy on the back of Tyler's neck, and the moment is gone. Jamie's gonna be late. He's got a ride. I'll get you home. Oh, Tyler says, and forces a smile, even as he tries to figure out what this means. Sure. He grabs his things and says goodbye to the guys. He walks out with Jordy, who played a hell of a game that night too. And so Tyler talks about that, how good the D looked, how it's starting to come together back there. He talks while they pile into Jamie's truck, and the only good thing about Jamie not being there is that Tyler doesn't get stuffed into the crew cab backseat. He messes with the radio, and Jordy is more tolerant of that than Jamie usually is, doesn't complain or slap his hand away. He tries to get a grip on himself, because he doesn't like not knowing what the rules are, what's expected of him. Dallas has been good that way, clear, and he's forgotten what it's like to be so uncertain. He isn't dumb. He should be able to figure this out. Jamie told him later. He's sure of that. Jamie sucked his dick and then told Tyler he could return the favor later, but then he had Jordy come get him instead. If it was Brad, he'd know. He'd know Jordy was here to hurt him, to remind him that expecting nice things to come easy is stupid and weak, that he's got to be tougher, stronger, physically and mentally. But Jordy won't hurt him. He knows that. Trust Jordy even more than he trusts Jamie, if he has to quantify it. He's steadier than Jamie, less likely to get riled up. He looks tough, but he's not a brawler, not a guy who loses his cool. Jordy won't hurt him. Jamie wouldn't tell him to. It becomes his new focus, over his wonder at Jamie's mouth and the things it had done to him. Jordy won't hurt him. Jamie wouldn't tell Tyler to let him. This is Dallas. This is different. It has to be, right? So maybe not hurt. Maybe the rest, though. He takes an unsteady breath, tries to figure out how he feels about that. They get to the apartment building, drive down into the parking garage deeper and darker than the streets above ground, down to Jamie's reserved spot, and then they walk to the elevator together, Tyler carrying his small duffel bag. Jordy only pushes the button for his floor. Tyler stares at the buttons as the door closes, trying to figure out if it would be best to push his own floors. If it would be rejecting Jordy, challenging Jamie's orders. Jordy doesn't comment as the elevator moves, the door opens, and Tyler gets out beside him. Food? Jordy asks when he unlocks the door, and Tyler doesn't know anybody in the NHL who stops eating over a case of nerves, so he nods, puts his bag down on the couch, follows Jordy to the kitchen. He sits at the bar. Jordy gets down 2 bowls, pours in a double serving of bran flakes, and adds 2 scoops of chocolate-flavored protein powder over them. He tops Tyler's off from the carton of soy milk the Bens keep in the fridge, even though Tyler's the only one who drinks it, and Tyler doesn't even live here. The dish is the closest thing to Cocoa Puffs they can eat without going off their meal plan, and he knows comfort food when he tastes it. Jordy lets Tyler eat in peace, but he watches. And Tyler feels like he's screwing this up, doing it wrong, and he doesn't even know what it is. Are we fucking or what? Tyler finally asks as he puts a spoon down in the empty bowl. Hears his words harsh in the silence, but he can't take the weight. Jordy makes an offended face. Okay, that's the rudest come on I've had all week. And didn't you just get off like 2 hours ago? Tyler opens his mouth, closes it again. Wait, what? Jordy blinks at him now, less annoyed, but also less sure. Tyler feels like it's Boston all over again. Nothing he does is quite right, quite good enough. He's fucking up again, no matter how hard he tries, and it hurts. It pisses him off. Jordy reaches out, hand on Tyler's shoulder. And Tyler really shouldn't have taken the middle stool, should have at least tried to keep some distance. He doesn't mean to flinch. He can't stop his nerves from firing, though, muscles from twitching, shoulder coming up to protect that sensitive spot between muscle and collarbone that hurts so much to have a thumb jammed into it. Jordy jerks his hand back, leaves it hovering for a second before he lowers it back to the bar top. It's different in Dallas, Tyler thinks as he breathes in. Jordy won't hurt me, as he breathes out. He forces a crooked smile. Hey, no problem. You're lost, man. Tyler! Jordy groans, frustrated with him. And what the hell? Tyler isn't the one being weird. I got off 2 hours ago. He looks Tyler up and down, and Tyler feels naked, like he used to before he got his ink, like Jordy can see all the cracks in him, the places he's not strong enough. Did Jamie know you got laid? Why the hell did he send me with you if you were already taken care of? Jordy's eyes go hard, and Tyler backtracks. Fuck, that came out harsh. Not that you need Jamie sending you guys. That doesn't get him anywhere with Jordy's glare, so he tries again. And not like I would mind if you'd asked me. I know you wouldn't hurt me. He draws a stuttering breath. I know Jamie wouldn't tell you to. Tell him to what? Jamie's voice is behind him. God, so stupid to not be paying attention. Jamie sounds maybe not pissed, but far from right, and Tyler mentally scrambles for what he should say, what he should do. Apparently, Jordy starts, and he sounds more than a little irate himself. Apparently, Tyler thought you sent him home with me to get fucked, even though I don't think I've ever seen anybody so not into it. But that's fine with him, since he's sure you didn't tell me to hurt him. Jordy, Tyler sighs, because fuck, he didn't mean it like that. Didn't want to hurt Jordy's feelings or be an asshole. Tyler, Jamie says, still behind him. And Tyler doesn't want to look at him. He feels unbearably embarrassed, and it tips him over into anger, makes him snappish. He balls his hands into fists at his sides. What? He grits, spins on the stool to stare Jamie down. What the hell was the plan then? It's all too much, too confusing. What the hell do you want from me? Jamie shakes his head, and his face is pale, his eyes worried and sad, and Tyler has a moment of terror that they're kicking him out again, that that's why Jamie is late, that they're trading him on down to another team. But no, he works hard, keeps out of trouble. He produces for this team. I didn't tell Jordy to get you home. Rich did. He wanted to talk to me after everyone else was gone. He wanted to tell me about Boston, how it was for you there. And that, oh God, that's worse. Jamie hearing from Pevs what a fuck-up Tyler was then. He's horrified for a second, and then anger sweeps that aside, and he's pissed, madder than he's ever been on the ice. The fuck? I'm gonna kill him, he spits, as he shoves past Jamie, or would if Jamie wasn't like a fucking brick wall, and Tyler's shoulder check nearly knocks himself down. Enough! Jordy's hands on Tyler's waist keep him from falling on his butt, and Jamie looks stricken, like he wants to walk out and never come back. Enough, Jordy repeats, softer this time. Tyler, you're not killing anybody. Sit your ass down. Tyler gapes at him, blinks like he can bring the world into better focus. And then he sits, because that he can do without fucking it up. Breathe, Jordy orders, and Tyler can do that too. So he does. Tyler, Jamie starts, but Jordy cuts him off. Shut up and give him a minute. Tyler puts his elbows on his knees, makes a double fist of his hands, and rests his forehead on his knuckles. He hears Jamie sit down on the ottoman in front of him, Jamie's sandals the only part of him Tyler can see without lifting his head. What did he tell you? It makes Tyler sick just to ask, but he has to know what his team, his captain, thinks of him now. Jamie takes a deep breath and lets it out in a sigh. He said they hurt you, to toughen you up, make you fit the team, the system. He said there were a couple of the guys, and you'd leave with them after games, and if the team had won, you'd come in smiling the next day, and if they lost, you'd come in quiet. Tyler clenches his jaw. Jamie puts his hand on Tyler's knee, but pulls it back after a second, when Tyler doesn't react to it at all. He said he complained to Z when you wouldn't. It wasn't like that, Tyler says. It sounds so wrong, the way Jamie puts it. Like Brad and the guys did something they shouldn't have, something that wasn't for the good of the team. I told Z, I told Patrice, and I'm telling you, nobody, nobody ever did anything that I said no to, ever. Not even during the playoffs? Tyler feels like he's been punched in the chest. He manages to shake his head, but can't find the words to explain how it was. All those shots on goal and none of them going in. So many fucking chances wasted. Pev said it got ugly then. The pressure bringing out the worst in everybody. Jordy appears at Tyler's side, presses a glass of ice water into his hands, and Jamie goes quiet for as long as it takes Tyler to drink it. I wanted to be better, Tyler murmurs when he's done. Jordy sits down on the arm of the couch, and he doesn't feel overwhelmed or outnumbered. He feels watched over, taken care of. I just needed to focus, he adds, and Jamie makes an angry huff through his nose. Tyler, it wasn't right what they did to you. It wasn't right for you as a person who deserves so much better than enduring that. He's so fucking earnest that Tyler wants to laugh in his face or cry in his arms. It wasn't right for the team, having a guy who could have been their star playing hurt, playing tense, missing team breakfast, missing games because they fucked you up the night before. Tyler is swept under by a wave of sense memory, the too sweet smell of Brad's cologne, hands holding him tighter than they needed to. And he wouldn't have fought them. He wouldn't. The sharp twist of pain, of invasion, and a regretful voice murmuring, don't know why you make us do this, Tyler. Why you won't work harder? Do you like it like this? Jamie knows now what he was, what he did. And Jordy will know too, soon enough. The glass thunks to the floor, and Tyler runs for the bathroom, stumbles and skids the last few feet on his knees, and then he's spewing into the toilet, the water and Gatorade and cereal burning as it comes back up. A warm hand rubs between his shoulder blades, and he takes a shuddering breath. He expects it to be Jordy, but Jamie's soft, I'm sorry, corrects the assumption. I'm sorry, Ty. I'm fucking this up. I'm supposed... Pev's told me this so I could take better care of you. And I'm fucking it up. Tyler thinks he's done barfing, so he sits back, leans against the side of the bathtub. Jordy joins them on the floor of the bathroom with another glass of water and a wet towel. Tyler takes both, grateful of the hand Jordy keeps on the glass to steady it. Everything is wrong with him. He doesn't know why the hell he can't stop shaking. He drinks, And between sips, Jordy wipes his eyes, his cheeks, his mouth. Nobody's talking, and Tyler wonders how he could possibly come back from this, how he could regain their respect after losing it in such a dramatic way. Maybe he should ask for a trade. Another new start for him to fuck up. Okay, well, I'm wiped, he quips, and tries to push himself to his feet. His balance is shot, his legs weak from sitting on the floor. He's missed games for concussion symptoms that don't feel this bad. He would like to shake off the steadying hand Jordy puts under his elbow to keep him up, but would rather not add falling on the floor to this night's embarrassing accomplishments. You don't, Jamie starts, and Jordy cuts in. You can stay here if you want. Tyler's hesitation must be showing, his lack of enthusiasm for going back to his empty apartment. He can't look either of them in the eye. You shouldn't be alone tonight, Jamie says in his captain's voice. Tyler licks his lower lip. He'd like to stay, but I don't think I'm up for anything right now. Can I give you a rain check? He looks up in time to see Jamie's face do a hilarious dance of confusion and distaste. Rain check for what? He can see the moment when Jamie gets it, the way he looks gutted. For getting you off in the shower? He says it like Tyler has been monumentally stupid again, fuck up after fuck up. Exhaustion is overtaking him. Too much disappointment. Too much failure. Tyler pulls his arm out of Jordy's grip, sways back, but there's nowhere to go. Tyler, Jamie says it like it hurts. That wasn't something you owe me for. That wasn't a down payment on me getting laid later. I asked if I could suck your dick because I wanted to suck your dick. Jamie's voice trembles, and Tyler frowns. I'm so happy that you're here, Jamie says for the second time that night. He looks down as he says it, dark eyes hidden by his lashes and his mouth turned down. I wanted to see you be just as happy. I wanted you to know that you belong here, that we want you. That's all. That's everything. He hesitates. You don't owe me. You don't have to pay someone to be nice to you with sex. Jordy groans. Jesus, Jamie, enough. He tugs Tyler past Jamie to the door, away from his too earnest gaze, too open words. Come on, kid. Unless you tell me no, I'm putting you to bed here. He bustles Tyler to the common bedroom, a space made for entertaining with a double king bed, plenty big for one or both of the bins to share with guests. Jordy's fingers are confident and clinical on Tyler's buttons, opening his dress shirt down his chest, unfastening the cuffs around his wrists. Pants, Jordy says. And Tyler could tell him no, but he doesn't, pulling them off and his socks after them. Jordy turns the bed down, and Tyler crawls in between the cool sheets. You want to sleep alone? His tone is so matter-of-fact that it draws the honest answer out of Tyler. No. Needy, whispers Brad's voice in his head, and he can't meet Jordy's eye. Me or Jamie or both. It's so hard to believe he could have what he wants, just there for the asking. But he tries anyway. Both, please. Okay, Jordy says. I'll be right back. He turns the dimmer switch on the light, turns it to a low glow, and Tyler is tired as fuck, and he drifts a little, not quite asleep. He listens when the brothers come back, one on each side of the bed, the rustle of clothing, a soft murmur. What the hell am I doing? Jamie asks, quiet. The light goes off completely. Whatever he needs, Jordy tells him, and Jamie sighs. The bed dips on both sides, but it's wide enough that nobody's touching him. Can you move in? Tyler asks in the dark. Yeah, Jamie answers. Anything you want. And he slides nearer, and Jordy on the other side, bare legs sliding against his. There's some shuffling around, some awkwardness. They aren't fitting. Jamie and Jordy trying to make Tyler comfortable, and there's an elbow in his bicep and a knee in his thigh. There's nowhere to put his arms, and his neck isn't supported right. Roll over. He pokes at Jamie until he turns his back on them, and then tucks himself up behind him. Jordy gets it, sliding over to fill the empty space, his arm going over both of them. Good? Jamie asks, and Tyler sighs. He feels contained, sheltered. Perfect. Tyler would like to be able to say he slept like the dead. It feels almost like a betrayal that he doesn't, that he wakes up in the dark room half a dozen times, heart pounding and trapped, trapped, trapped for a minute, until Jamie nuzzles the top of his head or Jordy rubs his side. He remembers where he is, who he's with. There is no next part, no waking up to more discipline, more punishment. Just Jamie and Jordy, gentle and quiet in the night. When he wakes up for the last time, the Jamie side of his body is cold, and Jordy is propped up on a pile of pillows, an earbud in his left ear, watching some video on his phone. Tyler shifts around, and Jordy's arm settles warm on his shoulder. Tyler sighs and closes his eyes again, not sleeping, just resting, trying to process the night before. What a fucking mess, he thinks. But it all seems a little less intense, less embarrassing, after a mediocre night's sleep. He shifts around a few inches, his morning wood trapped uncomfortably in his underwear, twisted up in the cloth and elastic. He reaches down under the covers to adjust himself, and Jordy is watching him when he's done. "You want a hand with that or privacy?" he asks, and Tyler can appreciate the no-nonsense way he has. "You don't have to," he starts, and Jordy snorts. "Didn't we go over all the things that nobody has to do unless they want to last night?" His eyes are back on his phone, but Tyler feels like he has 100% of Jordy's attention. "Can I?" He licks his lips, searching for words that won't come. He lets his hips lean in, though, his dick pressing in against the muscular column of Jordy's thigh. "Like this? Is it okay?" Jordy's free hand comes up, cupping the back of Tyler's head, short nails scratching at the base of his scalp. "Whatever you need," he assures Tyler. And Tyler rubs against him, solid and strong and tough Jordy, calm like a mountain. "There you go," Jordy urges, still pretending to watch a video. Tyler rubs against Jordy's leg, feeling young, like he's back in juniors, a bunch of kids dry-humping against each other just because it felt good, learning what team means together. That thought, the innocence of it, is what gets him off, one hand down his underwear and his knuckles pressed hard against Jordy. It's over, and he breathes heavy in the quiet morning, jizz going cold in his boxer briefs. Jordy's hand rubs at his hair one last time, and then goes still there, like he didn't just let Tyler come on his leg. "If you want, I could," Tyler mumbles, and Jordy leans in and kisses the top of his head. "That's a separate conversation," he says, and apparently the answer to that one is no, because he slides his arm out from under Tyler's neck and climbs out of the bed. "I think Jamie should have breakfast just about ready," he says, and then he heads back to his own smaller bedroom. Tyler stares at the open door for a long time. He feels like he gave the wrong answer, or asked the wrong question. Failed somehow, but didn't receive a rebuke for it. He imagines skydiving feels a lot like this, to leap and trust that it'll be okay, that he can take a risk and still be safe. He strips out of his sticky underwear and goes to the guest bath to clean up a little. And when he's done, he goes to find Jamie. To be continued.